This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 161 for Friday, November 26th. ICE commodity futures are lower on Friday morning, with the more deferred positions down harder than the front months, although all contracts are coming well away from earlier lows. The January canola contract slips $1.30 at $1,032.10 per ton. The March contract loses $2.50 at $9.99.40 per ton. A sharp downturn in global crude oil prices is generating steep losses in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Tight supplies and price rationing, along with a lackluster harvest and concerns over the prairie drought continuing into spring, are tempering further losses in canola. For the week ending November 21st, the Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are down 42% at just over 329,000 tons. Canola exports jumped 67% at more than 211,000 tons, while domestic usage is up almost 9% at nearly 189,000 tons. There's a 14% drawdown on commercial canola stocks, which are now at 1.54 million tons. The Canadian dollar is weaker this morning, with the loonie at 78.28 US cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.03. For the week ending November 18th, the United States Department of Agriculture reports weekly export sales of wheat are up 42% and are in excess of 567,000 tons. Corn export sales jumped 58% for a marketing year high of 1.49 million tons. Soybean export sales rise 13% at 1.56 million tons. Those for soy meal pull back 25% at 137,000 tons, and soy oil falls 38% at 42,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday morning. The January contract tumbles 17 cents at $12.49 per bushel. January soy oil retreats 1.53 cents at 59.17 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal pulls back $2.40 at $3.4850 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday morning, with the March contract losing 9.5 cents at $5.76 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the March contract down 2 cents at $7.48. The wheat complex is also lower, with Chicago March retreating 14 cents at $8.36. Kansas City March falls 10 cents at $8.67. And Minneapolis March loses 7.5 cents at 10.37.5. A reminder that the U.S. futures markets close early today at 12.05 Central. However, the ICE canola market remains on its regular schedule. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.